Hi guys, it's Jeff here again, and I'm in the van. Got a coffee on the brew, so I thought I'd do a quick blog. And also, just wanted to say I hope this blog finds you well, and I hope you're working on your health really, and working on minimalism as well, which I've mentioned. To sort of minimize the actual stresses that you will face in life, trying to achieve things, trying to earn money, all of these things, trying to sort of get more and more money, more materialism. Okay, so yeah, I thought I'd do a quick vlog. While I'm drinking the coffee here, this is going to be called The Path of the Man, the Path of the Average, or even the Alpha, very successful man, the Path of a Man's Life, let's call it that. And it could be somebody who hasn't really achieved much. It could be somebody who has achieved a lot. It could be a so-called beta male. It could be a so-called alpha male that's talked on a lot in these sort of MGTOW channels. And I hope some of you don't find this very basic. I mean, it might sound basic to a lot of you, but I thought it would be worth going through the usual path of a man's life and a man's downfall, possibly. Probably, even. And I have to really talk about the way that a man's manipulated from birth, and looking to the mum, which is the natural way, of course, but it does tend to make the male in a very weak position because he's sort of immediately putting the female on a pedestal. Sorry about this. I've done too much coffee, it's all nearly overbrewing over the top of the cup. Oh God. Anyway, so it's only natural really, of course, that he looks to the mum, but the unfortunate thing is that he puts the female on the pedestal and obviously thinks to himself, oh, my mum, potentially a good woman, potentially, does everything for me, and so this other female over here, she must be the same. A little boy can't differentiate between good or bad type of female. So, on a losing wicket to start with, really. And anyway, let's go through, through school and then becoming a teenager and then having hormones kick in, which is, of course, natural. And then, trying to chase a girl, trying to get sex, which is, of course, only natural. But chasing a girl and chasing sex is, the sort of issue I want to talk about, really. I'm just following on from an excellent sort of series of videos that Coach Greg Adams has done on YouTube, and he sort of talks about the way that men give it all up for a little bit of sex. And I don't think that any man's safe from this, of course. Any man who's going to make the same mistake. You know, it could be somebody versus this, it could be an alpha, it could be a beta type. But, you know, in doing all of these things and following the natural way, following this urge for sex and having a girl for sex and all of this sort of thing. And then, you know, going on further on and actually having a relationship with a girl, which seems fantastic, wonderful, fantastic. I've hit the jackpot. And then, you know, going on with the relationship, feeling that you've hit the jackpot and, you know, it's all going well. And you might go as far as getting engaged, or you might go as far as getting married. You might go as far as cohabiting. And so, you know, the time is the issue, which is what Coach Greg Adams highlights: the time spent on, you know, trying to get a girl, trying to get the sexual gratification, the time spent and the money spent. Now, time, he says, of course, is the most valuable asset of all. But because we, you know, the wired the way we are, we just don't see that. We just say, I've got plenty of time. I'm going to chase girls. I'm going to have this, you know, relationship. And, you know, the sex is wonderful, great, all of this. But all along, slowly by slowly, the man is taking the focus towards the girl, you know, and taking his focus away from himself and towards the girl, and, you know, and sort of putting all of his effort into this girl, because he wants the sex and he wants the relationship, he wants a happy, you know, relationship with a girl. Of course, you know, that would seem the ultimate thing, wouldn't it? But let's just focus on the time, not the money, not the, you know, anything else, the materialism. Let's just focus on time and the time spent. Which is highly likely to take you away from what you desire and what you dream of in this life. So the average man, you know, the average man's path is going down this path. Of chasing women, chasing sex, and, you know, not actually focusing in on himself. I mean, that goes out the window, I think, really, pretty much. You know, quite quickly a man can drop his male buddies just because of this girl that's come into his life. He feels wonderful. He feels ecstatic. And actually the boys, the lads, are a bit boring anyway. So he quite quickly drops his buddies. On a lot of times that happens. I'm not saying all the time, but a lot of times. And of course now, you know, slowly by slowly, he is starting to get into a difficult position in a relationship. He's, you know, gone very serious potentially with this girl. And he's been in a relationship for maybe a couple of months, and it's all going swimmingly well. So in his view, he's doing the right thing. But in the background, which he has taken his focus off, that actually his own benefits, his own dreams, his time is being taken up with something else. And you know, the problem is with this is if you leave this situation to, you know, 99% of guys, I suppose, let this situation develop. And you know, as the relationship goes on, you know, you get more emotionally attached. You know, you're attached to the physicality of it all. You know, she might be really pretty. She might be, you know, everything that you're looking for. That all the time, you're going away from your dream. You're going away from what is best for you in the long run. In the long run, I'm talking about. I mean, I'm not talking about, you know, a relationship, a short relationship, you know, it's quite an enjoyable thing. But as time ticks on, it's just very, very, you know, slight that goes on in the background. And most men don't notice, you know, what's happening is all the while, this girl is getting more powerful every day in the relationship. She's getting more powerful. You know, he might be buying her things. He might be spending, you know, a lot of effort on the relationship. And slowly, she's starting to get a little bit more powerful every day. And the way that the power shifts to the girl is that the man becomes emotionally attached. And you know, wants to carry on with the relationship because he's emotionally attached, and he starts to feel feelings of love, pangs of love, and you know, things are wonderful. And so that sort of situation, I'd say most men fall into that. Most men fall into this scenario. But he doesn't notice that the power is shifting towards the woman or the girl. The power is shifting. And every day that passes, as I say, he's getting more and more emotionally attached to her. And quite often, as I have done myself, you know, put up with all sorts of terrible deeds and crap that you would never ever put up with if you were a logical, sane man. You would look at the situation and say how ridiculous that could, how bloody ridiculous, that actually you've now wasted, you know, not wasting time, but spent time on this situation and actually started to get financially, you know, attached, financially, you know, taking financial hits, buying things for her, or buying things, you know, just to keep this relationship ticking over happily. She's going to be materialistic quite oftentimes. Okay, just having a biscuit. Sorry about that. So this is the normal path of a man. And even very, very alpha, very masculine types of men fall into this groove. They fall into this groove on the record, you know, that, and it's difficult to get out of this groove. And, you know, men don't see it. They just don't see it. Now, just by way of an example, I've followed a guy on YouTube, and he's got a channel called How to Beast. And I followed him from the early days, and you know, he's really good content, and you know, he sort of talks about, well, his videos are all unbelievable, frankly, and some of them Oh, unbelievable. He's very, very good at editing, and he sort of does drone shots, everything. So he's got really, really good at that. You know, in the last sort of year or so, or more than that, I think, he's actually had this girl that he's dating or what have you. And so he's still in the matrix. He's still, you know, even though he thinks, well, he purports to be very alpha, he's still in the matrix. He's still to have this girl. Now, looking at her, she's very, very, you know, like an Instagram model. And she sort of wears these tight gym clothes, you know, that show off all her curves. And, you know, heavy makeup and all of this. And he's involved with this girl. And on the face of it, it seems quite positive, I suppose. But this girl, you know, heavy makeup, you know, and very tight clothing she wears on these videos, that's anyone in the general public can see every curve that she's got. And, you know, I mean, I don't know about you, but I don't think I would like that too much, really. The girl that I was going out with, sort of, you know, showing all of her body to the wider world. So this guy, I think his name's David Marinus or something like that. I can't remember now. He's involved with this girl. And she keeps popping up on the videos and all of this. And so inevitably, she's got him now because he's emotionally attached to this girl. And so he is already following the path that most men follow. And they just can't see it. They just can't see it. I mean, you know, it's something that you see all the time on Instagram. You see these men showing off this beautiful girl on their arm. And, you know, they could never, ever see what's happening. Because it's so subtle, you know, it's so subtle that it happens over time. And so this is a normal path that men take. I would think this is the majority of men take this path. So if you just develop it from there, the attachment builds, the feelings of love build. And quite often, you may think, I'm going to be, you know, better off if I cohabitate with this girl because we're getting on so well. Everything's going so well, we're having some great times. Wouldn't it be a good idea to cohabitate? Wouldn't it be a good idea if we bought a house? Or, you know, wouldn't it be a good idea if we got engaged and got married? And this is the path that I took, being totally stupid and not having any knowledge about these matters. So that's the path I took. And then I got married. And so really, as every step passes, you're getting more and more under the grip of the female. So most men are in a very, very weak position. You know, they've done all of these things, and now they've signed over their lives to this creature who inevitably is a very weak creature, weaker than himself, weaker physically and weaker mentally. You know, not so deep thinking as a man. And you know, probably not so effective in work and all of these types of things. So he's now sort of signed over his life really to this weaker creature who's sort of feeding on his energy, feeding on his money, feeding on his strength. And she herself is getting stronger and stronger, and the male is getting weaker and weaker. So this is a sort of situation that you see if you go, you know, out and about. You'll see a young relationship, you know, where it's sort of early days. You might see a slightly older couple. They might have just started cohabiting and everything looks great. And then you'll see the older married couple. Or you might see a young married couple. And this is where all of the dangers really, really ramp up so very much. You know, the disrespect, the shit testing, all of the bad things happen once you commit. And now the thing about this is that why it's so dangerous, particularly dangerous. That oftentimes the female will have already been in relationships, multiple relationships. She'll already have had, you know, plenty of sex, really, let's face it, and, you know, plenty of, you know, attention from males, especially in her younger years. And, so you get this terrible, terrible dynamic, which is number one is that you know, not actually valuing a man because she can get a man very easily, and she can get sex even easier than that. You know, it's almost like sex to a young girl is like, well, I don't have to do anything, and I can have sex, and it just happens. So there's not that sort of, you know, scarcity mindset for a girl in that sex side of things. And so by the time, and I think that I would be, you know, I'm going to be a little bit harsh perhaps, but I think by the age of 18, a girl has already had multiple relationships on the whole. And so already she's had possibly, you know, that bigger, better deal. She's had the bigger, better deal. And, you know, I think this is known as imprinting, you know, imprinting. She might have had a man who's bigger physically. She might have had a man who has bigger sexual organs, you know, bigger, you know, and so she's been possibly satisfied in a better way. And so oftentimes, that relationship might end, and so then she goes on to another relationship, and actually, she's been imprinted by this bigger, better deal. And I think we'd all be like that, wouldn't we? We'd all be, you know, if you had a really beautiful girlfriend and then you lost that, and then you had another girlfriend that was not beautiful, you'd always be thinking about that beautiful girl that you had. And I think this very much happens to girls, very much that they had the bigger, better deal. And now she's in another relationship, but it's not such a good deal. She's in a relationship, yes, but it's not such a good deal that she had. And I just watched a video from a guy called The 33 Secrets on YouTube. He's got, I don't know what his name is, but The 33 Secrets, he's just done a video about this very subject, how a girl sort of doesn't like to settle with something that's not as good as what she had. You know, and this is the great, great danger, is that, you know, an innocent man comes along and thinks he's got the great prize. Okay, and unfortunately she's already, you know, she's already had as much sex as she could ever want, really. And she probably, you know, starting to lose interest in it, to be honest, a bit. I know, you know, still when they're young, they still have, you know, a lot of sex drive. I'm looking out the window of the van, I'm seeing this couple walk towards me. Young, it's sort of a youngish chap, and there's an older woman on his arm. I just can't, you know, he looks pretty dejected, to be honest. Well, maybe that's just me, but anyway. This is the path the normal man takes. You know, and actually, I can't believe this path is taken by most men. You know, beggars belief, really, when you take the red pill, that men actually do these things. And put their strength into this female. So, you know, this is a normal path a man takes. And thank God there are changes happening. Thank God there are MGTOW content producers that are actually sounding alarm bells. Obviously, for a lot of us, it's too late, really, to actually make much change. So really, this is the sort of knowledge that is so vital for youngsters. When I look at the analytics of this channel I'm doing, I can see that most of the listeners, it says that most of them are sort of my age. Maybe that's because, you know, guys listening to this feel empathy towards, you know, my sort of issues. But there aren't that many down at the 17, 18 year old age group. There's more in sort of 25 upwards. But there's not many listeners down at the 18 sort of range. So, you know, even they don't, you know, youngsters don't even want to listen to this sort of talk. They don't even really think anything, you know, that they don't even realise, you know, that's the sort of path that a lot of men take. It's quite a devastating path, really. Sort of time just whizzes by. You know, working for the female benefit, working for the female's dreams and wants. You know, we're pretty much programmed, I think, to do this, which is sad, really. That men want to have this sort of drive to protect and provide for a female. And I think, you know, it's obviously inbuilt, but this is the sort of thing we're trying to break down, and probably almost impossible, really, but still, it's worth trying to open guys', you know, minds to this sort of concept. And so there we are. That's the subject of today. And so try not to go down this path. Try not to get stuck in a groove. If you can, if you possibly can, don't get stuck. Don't get stuck in a, you know, in an emotional attachment, really. That's the issues, where your powers are starting to drain away and going towards the female. Okay, I know it's hard, it's difficult, the most difficult thing. But literally, your life could depend on it, okay? So, on that thought, I'll sign off now. And I'll finish the coffee off. Hope you've enjoyed this one. Hope it helps some guys out there. And I look forward to the next one. So I'll say goodbye for now.